This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado officials are pushing back against the U.S. Department of Justice decision to review the conviction of Tina Peters. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The former Mesa County clerk was convicted in state court on charges related to tampering with her county's voting equipment. In October, Peters was sentenced to 9 years for her role in helping an unauthorized man gain access to Mesa County's voting machines in search of voter fraud. The Department of Justice doesn't have the power to overturn a state conviction, and it's unclear what a review would mean. Republican State Representative Matt Soper represents most of Mesa County.
Regardless of how someone feels about Tina Peters' conviction, she was convicted under Colorado state law by a jury of her peers from Mesa County.
The review is part of an executive order from President Trump to investigate such cases. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
A woman was killed by Clear Creek Sheriff's deputies Thursday. CPR's Haley May reports she had an out-of-state warrant. The incident began when a person driving with the woman alerted police.
When deputies tried to arrest her, she led them on a chase. The woman eventually crashed, got out of the car, and allegedly pointed a gun at deputies. Three of them fired their weapons at the woman, who was taken to the hospital. This marks the first officer-involved shooting by the Clear Creek County deputies since Christian Glass was killed in 2022. That incident drew international attention and led to the largest settlement in a police shooting in Colorado history. Haley May, CPR News.
A child who went missing 7 years ago in Atlanta has been found in suburban Denver. Abdul Aziz Khan was 7 years old when his mother allegedly kidnapped him during a custody dispute. Officers in Douglas County found the pair when investigating a burglary at a vacant home. The boy, now 14, is in protective custody. His mother is under arrest. Authorities are working to reunite the boy with his father. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.